We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and it's our monthly feature with the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Marjorie Artzer is in with us here in the studio, Assistant Clinical Professor, Small Animal Dentistry, talking about your pet's oral health. If you have any questions, we'll certainly take phone calls here, 785-537-1350. We're talking about, again, caring for your pet's teeth. Not always the easiest task if you're trying to dig around an animal's mouth. The professionals, I'm sure, do it well. But you and I here at home may have a little more trouble. But some good tips here this morning. And I think prevention is really the big key here. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're protecting your pet's teeth going forward. Because, one, they're going to be in a lot less pain, and you're probably going to save you money in the long run, too.
Yeah. And a good way, we talked about toothbrushing as a good way to prevent periodontal disease, to prevent tooth fractures. A good way is to make sure that you have appropriate chew items for them. So some of the toys that are marketed for animals to chew on are just too hard. So you should be able to have a slight bend to it or be able to dent it while they're chewing on it, or they can create such high chewing forces that they will break their teeth while chewing on something really hard.
Well, and I know with dogs, certain bones you can give them, other bones maybe you want to kind of steer away from.
Yep. So you want to make sure it's not so hard that they'll break their teeth. You want to make sure also that they're not chewing off pieces and swallowing whole pieces. So most items that are consumable, meaning they're supposed to eat them, probably need supervised while they're chewing and eating them. And then other items like toys, we want to have some that, one, they can't rip apart and eat. And we don't want them to get a foreign body. We don't want them to be obstructed with it. But we also want it to not be so hard that they break their teeth. So it's a fine balance in there between the two.
You know, we're going to talk with Dr. Artzer here from the College of Veterinary Medicine. We were talking during the break about some other things you see here from time to time, including one called malocclusions.
Mm. And so this is really common for some of our breeds that are popular right now. And a malocclusion is where the upper jaw and the lower jaw don't come together, and the teeth fit nicely together. And so popular breeds that where their jaw is longer on the bottom than the top, like bulldogs or Shih Tzus or French bulldogs, sometimes though the way the jaws come together can predispose the animal to having their teeth wear on one another, and that can be traumatic. Also predisposes them to a lot of crowding in their mouths, and when the teeth are all crowded together, then they're very prone to periodontal disease as well. The opposite can be true, where the lower jaw is shorter than the upper jaw, and those cases, the teeth on the bottom often hit the upper teeth or the roof of the mouth and really can cause quite painful lesions. So, again, having a good oral exam by your veterinarian will help you know if they're having a malocclusion and what you should do to either correct it or prevent pain for your pet.
Now, I know you primarily see dogs and cats. Do you see other small animals in there from time to time with tooth problems?
So our exotic service definitely sees a fair number of bunnies and other small mammals, because they too have some pretty common oral disease associated with their teeth. And most of that is revolving around appropriate food, that their teeth are oftentimes in need of wearing down, because that's what they're designed to grow and eat, very fibrous stuff. And so if you feel like you have an exotic animal that's having a tooth problem, our exotic service is there to help you.
All right. Some interesting stuff here. And, I always wonder, with animals here, can they get the same type of treatment that we get when we go to the dentist, like getting crowns, replacement teeth, sure. braces even. I don't know sure. if that's a thing.
Right. So most of our treatments are our recommendations are going to be to alleviate discomfort and pain for our patients as opposed to aesthetics. For us, having a perfect smile is a fantastic advantage. But for our patients, we want them to be comfortable. Having said that, if you have a malocclusion where you can have a tooth move to maintain the tooth in the mouth and make it stay functional but provide a pain-free occlusion, yeah, sometimes orthodontics can be done. If you have a broken tooth and the pulp is exposed or it's non-vital and it's a good candidate for a root canal, that can be performed as well. And the goal with that is to make the tooth non-painful and keep it functional. And occasionally, the tooth may need an artificial crown placed on it as well. And so sometimes we do that as well.
All right. And I know a lot of times when you're seeing these, it's probably, an accidental thing. But do you ever see trauma with? I know there's pets out there that are abused or just kind of left unattended.
I think the things we see most commonly are going to be when they've been hit by a car, that lots of times they'll have a component of oral trauma when they've been hit by a car. Sometimes with falls, we'll see that as well. So if they've had something traumatic happening, getting a good look in their mouth is important too, because there often is an oral component to it.
Okay. And, we talk about the teeth a lot, about the tongue. Have you ever seen any issues there?
Sure. They can have growths on their tongue. And so those guys, you may really notice that they're having a problem picking up their food or moving their food around normally. They can have traumatic injuries to their tongue that, especially in those situations like a hit by car, those kind of things. The tongue and the hard palate under the tongue, foreign material. So sometimes, cats will eat a string and it'll get caught around their tongue, or dogs chew on sticks and they get caught between their teeth. And we do a good look. We want to look around in their lips too, that make sure there's no problems happening there.
All right. Again, we're talking with Dr. Marjorie Artzer here, assistant clinical professor, small animal dentistry at the Animal Pet Health Center here at the Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Probably really easy to get a consultation here with one of your veterinarians there at the med center.
Yep. You just call and we'll get you lined up with an appointment so we can take a good look at your pet.
All right. Is there anything else we haven't covered that you think would be good to remind people about?
That their pet doggy breath is not normal. Hmm. So if you think your pet has bad breath, we should be looking at their mouth.
Okay. And I don't know. I guess there's probably different ways that could you could sense that here.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a good – normal dog breath, we all know kind of what that smells like. But if it's really foul, then there's probably an issue.
Yeah, we got a problem happening in there. Yep.
Okay. Where can they find you guys, and how can they get a hold of you at the VetMed?
So the desk's number is 785-532-5690.
Okay, very good. Well, Dr. Artzer, we appreciate you coming on here and sharing some good information here for our pet owners in Manhattan and surrounding areas. Thank you for being here
this
morning.
Thank you for having me. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. That's going to wrap up our program here this morning. Thank you to Dr. Artzer. Thank you to C. Clyde Jones and Beth Klug from Shepherd's Crossing for sharing with us Shepherd Month. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on their on-demand section at newsradiokman.com here in just a bit. Coming up tomorrow, we'll hear from our city officials, Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear, and we'll hear from Commissioner Mark Hattasall on the program. They'll be in studio tomorrow at 9:06.